John Collins helps drug addicts overcome addiction. He leads a therapy group in Durham. Collins starts each session with 5 minutes of meditation.
So the practice in meditation for me is to watch the breath, focus the breath, focus on the breath at the tip of the nose and feel the sensation of the air going in and going out.
Collins himself was addicted to cocaine as a young man in Charlotte.
You know, this was in the late 80s, and cocaine was, from my narrow point of view, what the successful people who were having a good time were doing.
He would hang out with lawyers and other professionals in bars.
And then the after party, we'd go to an after party, you know, where the hip people went, and there was cocaine there. I felt like life was a party and that people who were not partying were missing out. So instant gratification, I mean, is epitomized in alcohol and drug use, because I can drink or take a drug and change the way I feel for the better instantly.
This realization about instant gratification fits with what neuroscience researchers, including one recent UNC graduate, have found about drug addiction.
My name is Christopher Smith. You can just call me Chris. That's fine. I just received my PhD in neurobiology from UNC Chapel Hill.
Now he's doing a postdoc at Vanderbilt. He studies the connections between brains, behavior, and drug addiction. He says people, addicts and non-addicts alike, value present rewards more than future rewards. People prefer to eat chocolate cake now rather than wait until the end of the week to eat it.
So if you plotted sort of value versus time, as time gets further on, you have to wait, it becomes less valuable to you.
But different people have different degrees of preference for an immediate reward.
What we know from past studies in a variety of addiction, like alcohol dependent individuals or people who are dependent on cigarettes or psychostimulants or opiates, but even pathological gamblers, so people who are addicted to gambling, all of those individuals seem to be much more now focused.
For example, an addict may choose $5 now rather than hold out for $10 at the end of the week. Addicts tend to have a stronger preference for immediate rewards than non-addicts. John Collins says meditation helped him overcome his preference for immediate rewards, his tendency toward instant gratification.
If my nose itches and I'm sitting in meditation, I notice the itch and choose not to scratch it. And that, scratching it would be instant gratification. I can't control the thoughts coming into my mind, but I can control with practice how I attach to the thoughts and where I go with the thoughts.
Scientists don't know whether a preference for immediate rewards causes someone to become a drug addict, or if drug addiction causes someone to have a preference for immediate rewards. Chris Smith says that drug addiction is varied and complex, and now later reward preference is only one piece of the puzzle. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jagmeet Mack.